How are you guys doing? Welcome back to Serious Sting, another episode of Serious Sting on Serious Sting Podcast. I hope all is well and everybody's safe out there, you know, in this pandemic and what's going on in this world. We can only be safe, pray, and keep our families close and our friends closer and our enemies closer, so to speak. But thank you guys, thank you for all the love, all the well wishes, all the support. The last episode on social media got a huge feedback and I was shocked. I really thank you guys for reaching out and, you know, giving me the feedback and giving me the love, and I thank you. I had people from Ireland, I had people from Spain, Germany, Switzerland, Canada, Jamaica, here in the US, you know, so I really appreciate you guys, and I thank you. You know, I was thinking how to thank you guys, and, you know, just got a tongue twister there, but thank you. Thank you. Can't thank you enough. But welcome back to Serious Thing, and, you know, we keep it real, authentic, and, you know, we don't put on for nobody. We just say it as it is, you know, with that, of course, respect and love, you know, positivity always, you know, one hand washes the other. We'll drop off a head, drop on shoulder, as we say, and, you know, we just add value and bring value to your daily lives. And big ups to Mr. at Dion's B&B, Mr. Deontay Mack. If you guys ever thinking about traveling once all this is over and you're planning to come to Miami, you could visit at Dion's B&B. You know, he could put you up, you know, he has a nice place there, you know, check him out, you know, shout out to Mr. Deontay Mack at Deontay's B&B. It's like Airbnb, you know. But yeah, on to other things. Thank you guys again. You know, I can't thank you enough. You'll hear me say thank you a lot because sometimes, you know, I'm grateful. I just love to show gratitude, and I like to help people without getting anything in return. That's just who I am. You know, I keep it real with you guys. And while we're here on Serious Thing, you know, I hope you guys and I want you guys to stay safe out there, you know, follow the rules. You know, we don't know how long this pandemic is going to go on for. And we're just praying and hoping that there's a solution to everything that's added to our daily lives and what's going on out there. And we just want to make sure that you guys are safe and, you know, you're, as I said, following the rules and making sure that everything is copacetic and, you know, we're safe. But today's topic, you know, I always come with a different topic every now and then, every Tuesday. Just tune in every Tuesday for a different topic. Day before or a couple days before, I might just send out a hint or send out what the next topic might be. Have a lot lined up just to choose it, you know, the right time, you know, the right mood, so to speak, that I'm in. And there's just some things that prompted me to do today's topic on family. And we know family is a touchy subject, man. I'm from Jamaica, and, you know, it's a different culture, and, you know, society and everything affects how you grow up and how you deal with things. But for us and for me, family is a huge thing. And for a lot of people, we know family is everything. You know, we live here in, I live in Miami, and Miami is multicultural and it's very diverse. And I know there's a lot of Hispanic, there's blacks, and I just want to, you know, call out race, but it is what it is. And it's just funny how much we are alike. But when it comes down to family, and the definition of family is like a specific group of people that may be made up of, that are made up of partners, children, parents, you know, aunts, uncles, cousins, and grandparents. And it's just that those are a blood family. And I wanted to just touch on family briefly today because I saw the news the other day of something that happened. I don't want to mention it. It's like a downer. So, but family is very important, people. And I know for a fact that some families don't always have your best interests at heart, even your immediate and blood family. You know, it sucks that I have to say this, but it's true. I have to say it. You know, some families or family believe that you as a child or children are the reason they never fulfilled their lifelong dreams. And you know what? That's not on you. As a person who have gone through that, that's not on you. That's not your baggage to carry. Just let it go and move on with life. You know, we have people in our lives that, you know, that we call family, not blood related, but people in your life that inspire you to do and be better as a person and who cares about what happens to you, you know. And I said it just now, not always blood people or blood related people, or not blood related, but people who are related to you by blood in your life are pretty much the right people who should, who are qualified to influence you positively or to push you to do the right things, and who always pretty much has your back, you know, and love you unconditionally regardless, whatever the reason may be, you know. But these are the attributes I think a family should have, you know. Blood makes you related, but loyalty makes you family. Yeah, I know sometimes loyalty runs out, but keep your circle small. Not everybody is your friend, not everybody is your family. You might have acquaintances and you might have people that are even closer than your blood-related family. And these people can be considered your family. You know, if these are the people in your lives or in your life that have loved you unconditionally in spite of your shortcomings, you know, you, there might be your family based on your kinship, or, you know, you share a common interest, you know. And my, I was talking to my daughter just now, and she came over and she told me something. I don't know where she got it, but she said she just thinking, because I was telling her, Jal, think past your nose, you know. She just turned 12. Happy birthday, baby. Daddy loves you. And you can check it out on @slims21 on my Instagram account. But she came up to me and she said, Daddy, Corona can keep us apart, but it can't stop us from being connected. I'm like, wow. Did you just see that online, or you just thought about it, or you wrote it down or whatever? She said, no, I just thought about it. I was like, wow. Now you're thinking past your nose, but I love that, you know. Corona can keep us apart, but it can't stop us from being connected. That's family right there, you know. And if you haven't reached out to somebody who's very close to you, and then for whatever reason you haven't, just contact them, say hi, hello, you know, it goes a long way, you know. Call them out and say, hey, you know, what's up, you guys good, you good, what's going on, you know, I miss you, you know, I hope you're safe, you know, just the little things that, you know, create that bond as would a family, you know. And I understand that in today's day and age and today's world, there are a lot of families that don't have the children's best interests at hand, and it just sucks, some of the stories that we hear. And it's just one of those things where you have to give thanks and be grateful for the family that you do have that takes care of you and love you unconditionally in spite of your, you know, your shortcomings, and the ones that always have your best interests at heart. But the ones that don't, it's just one of those things where if you have survived that kind of negativity in your family and you've come to be an adult, and, you know, just, I'm not a professional that would say, hey, you know, do this and do that. I just, you know, give experiences or life experiences from what I've seen and heard and people that I've talked to about certain things, and just let it go, you know, let it go and let God. But yeah, I just wanted to bring this up, you know, and just address it, because as I said, my podcast and my episodes might be things we think about but not talk about, and I wouldn't mind being the voice for that. And I love you guys, and I hope that you're getting some value from this. And I had a math teacher in college that used to say, whatever I learn, apply it to my daily life. Whatever it is that you learn, try to apply it to your daily life. because you're learning and you're living, and the things that you learn, you know, you try to apply it to your daily life and see how it aligns and how it makes sense to you. But today's topic is family. I just wanted to touch on that really short and just love the people who are in your life and who mean you well and who wants to see you do better. You know, it can be a close friend or some other people or person in your life that inspire you to do and be better as a person who cares about what happens to you. You know, and that's what I believe a family should be. I was fortunate to have friends and family around me growing up that shaped my life, you know, because I was born and raised in Jamaica, and even your neighbors were your family. Neighbors could put a whooping on you. Yeah, it was allowed, you know, and people from Jamaica, and who can relate, you know, you guys can relate to what I'm talking about. But these people in your lives, you know, they were like your parents, and they were really close to you, your best friend, your neighbors. It really helped shape your life, and you know, you understand why they did the things they did, and in a positive way, of course, and why and how you learn from it. It just prompted me to talk about this today, because while we're at home in quarantine and while we have a lot of time on our hands, some of us didn't or don't, because some of us still work, have the opportunity to spend time and find out what's going on with our family. Because we work, you know, we provide. That's a part of being a family, you know, and it just sucks that you miss out on a lot while you work, you know, and while you're occupied doing things surrounding your job. You know, we sometimes miss out on the things that are really worth living for. You know, if you're a parent and you have kids and you see it, you know, you feel it, you see things you never seen or saw before, you know, when you were really busy, and you get to spend the time. So I just briefly wanted to touch on family today, and just hope that everybody's safe and everybody is good, you know. And then I wanted to share a part of my Jamaican family, you know, because the Jamaican family, we have a special bond. And I just touched on it, where our neighbors, our aunts, our uncles, our cousins, people that are much older than us, have influenced us and have taken care of us and loved us as a family. You know, not everybody has the same story in a positive way, but I understand where you come from. I feel you, I hear you, and I empathize, and I know. You know, I want to put that out there, that I'm aware that not everybody had a perfect family growing up. But you have a heart, you know, it shaped you, it taught you things. And when you have your family, if you do have your family, you want things to be much different. You know, you want to give them the things, your children, the things you never had, and you want to love them unconditionally. You know, but as I was saying with my family that I grew up in Jamaica, you know, everybody, you know, we had a special bond with each other, you know. Our siblings were encouraged to, you know, take care of you. My sister, my older sister, Marie Wagwan, she taught me how to dance, you know. You know, my next door neighbor, you know, you learn things from different people. And although they weren't blood related, you know, you call them auntie or auntie this, or, you know, and it's the same in a lot of cultures. In the Hispanic culture, it could be your tío Pablo or tío this or tío that, or tío Pito, where, you know, you call people tíos and tías, and they're not blood related, but they're so close, you're considered family. And these are the people that have a positive influence in your life and really shaped your life growing up and making you a better person, and how to be a family person or family-oriented person. But I don't want to ramble on and go on and say, you know, things over and over again, but I just wanted to keep it real and keep it authentic and just share this with you guys. And I hope it brings some kind of value to your lives, and you can relate and you can align with what I'm saying. And this just stood out to me when my daughter said this morning that Corona can keep us apart, but it can't stop us from being connected. So connect with somebody today who you consider a family, who you haven't reached out to in a long time. You know, make the time count that we have right now, because we have more time than anything else. And I just wanted to share this with you guys. I love you guys. Once again, thank you guys for the well wishes and the support of Serious Ting Podcast. And stay tuned for more. We have a lot more coming. We're lining up some interviews right now as we speak. And I'm laughing because I know who I'm going to talk to, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be, you know, it's going to add value, but it's going to be so positive and uplifting that you'll enjoy it. But you'll come to see why I always do that when I mention interview of this specific person I am going to interview. But thank you guys for tuning in. You have made Serious Ting what it is, you know, through podcast. And I love you guys. I thank you for the support. Just wanted to touch on family very briefly today and just remind you who the people in your lives are and who you consider family, and reach out to them today and just one love, you know, as we say in Jamaica, no problem, you know, full of problem. One love, you know, keep safe, be safe. If you have kids and you have to go out, you know, and you're a family that goes out together, and you know, you have to go out, just try to go to stores off hours if you bring your children, you know, wash your hands before and after going out. When you come back in, make sure you have a hand sanitizer, wear the mask. You can't go into certain places without mask or wearing a mask, and just be safe, keep safe, steer true to yourself, keeping it real, authentic. Once again, this is Winston Marsh coming to you from Miami, Florida, with Serious Ting. Call somebody, tell them hi, hello. It goes a long way. Prayer changes everything. God bless. This is Winston, and I'm outie.